This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thursday. Steve Miggs, do you think you're pretty good at spelling?
No.
You're pretty bad at spelling.
I'm so bad at certain words that, like, guarantee. I'm so bad at trying to spell guarantee that my phone can't even autocorrect it. It's just like, what? I have to use the voice thing and say guarantee into my phone because I try and type it out. And my phone's like, yeah, I don't even know what you're trying to spell.
It's having none of that.
Certain things I can spell pretty good, but then there's like, that will surprise people. But for the most part, no, I'm red rotten.
Well, this morning, it was kind of grinding my gears. I was driving in and there was some construction zone through Everett. And they had a sign that was supposed to say, follow detour. Mm-hmm. But do you want to know how they spelled follow?
With an A.
Yes.
Follow
detour. And it just drove me crazy the rest of the morning.
So that kind of stuff bothers you?
Yes. Or like when people use the wrong.
I love people like you. Like when someone spells tomorrow.
Now you're going to start doing that to me in emails and things like that, aren't you?
1,000% yes. That's so funny that grinds your gears.
Oh my gosh, it's going to continue to do so probably for the rest of the day.
Well, follow me as we do the DMD.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And usually I'd be able to do this with you when you're sitting right next to me. But because you're running the board, because Danny's on vacation, this might be a little hard. But I got to do it to celebrate. It's National High Five Day.
Let's go.
We got it.
Also, can we put some respect on the low five? Because the low five is pretty dope.
With the low, like, yeah, the little side five kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah.
One of my proudest moments as a parent. It's teaching my daughter how to do a high five at a relatively young age.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because I know spelling grinds your gears, but nothing grinds my gears more when you try and give a kid a high five and they just stare at you awkwardly. And the parent's like, come on, Billy, give him the high five. And I'm like, well, come on, Billy.
Like, do you want knuckles? What do we got to do here, Billy?
Like, what's going on? You're just staring at me awkwardly. I'm just asking for a freaking high five. So I was pretty fired up when Tatum was just like freely just handing out high fives to anyone who asks for them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of high fives were happening with our Seattle Mariners. How about that for a segue? Big win yesterday, beating the Reds 5-3. But I think one of the cooler moments, and I'm very happy that they signed him to a long-term deal yesterday. Cal Raleigh had 2 home runs from both sides of the plate, which was pretty freaking cool. I was watching the game. I'm like, this is awesome. He's just rocking it. But his second home run had a little bit more of a significance for him. Here, check it out.
Sheen right-handed and not swinging.
Cal Raleigh, a blast to left field. It is back. It is gone. Oh,
number 100 for Cal Raleigh.
How cool is that?
So awesome.
Back at it again. Actually, the game starts before our show is over. I think it's at like 9:30 this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're in Cincinnati. That would be funny if they just start doing 9:30 games at T-Mobile Park.
For the older crowd, you know, we get to bed early.
Yeah.
If you are 21 and over, you are qualified to be a volunteer with Seattle Police because they want you to get high and participate in a DUI training on May 9th.
This sounds... Because I got high. Are they scamming us, druggies?
You get to do some pot at the SPD training facility while the officers practice field sobriety tests to help get a better understanding of how cannabis impairs you.
Okay, so it's like it's legal drugs.
Yes.
Okay.
Volunteers, you got to bring your own stash. Get high on your own supply. And transportation will be provided if necessary.
Honestly, this sounds like one of those things where they're just trying to like, you know, to try and catch somebody doing something wrong. Like, come on over.
Yeah.
Bring your own drugs.
It's totally cool, man.
All right, Starbucks, they just announced their 2025 summer menu. It's going to feature a new iced, is it horchata?
Horchata.
Horchata. Oatmeal shaken espresso. Something that I will never ask a Starbucks barista to give me.
It just sounds like a bunch of stuff I don't want in my mouth.
Taryn is blending cinnamon and milk flavors with an espresso. Ugh. Plus, they also have a bunch of other stuff as well, like some new stuff, a new strawberries and cream cake pop. I'd be willing to try that over the horchata espresso. Mm-mm. And you'll probably notice that they're going to start rocking a different dress code. They've simplified their dress code for baristas to highlight their iconic green apron. So basically, just have to wear like a black top, khaki black or blue denim bottoms.
Iconic.
Which is basically just basically describe my attire every day here at The Rock. Black top, blue jeans. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 64 degrees. Got to be a nice day today here in the Pacific Northwest. That is the DMD, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we got a voice message from a listener through the Odyssey app, and it led to us having a bit of a debate about something that we need your help with, Rockaholics. We're going to tell you what happened at 6:20. Yesterday, we played an awesome voice message from a Rockaholic who shared with us how he was going to use ChatGPT to profess his love for his wife.
Good morning, you guys. This is Spencer from Lacey. Today is my wife's birthday. We've been together for 10 years now. Every birthday, there's always this obligation to make a social media post professing your love for your significant other. And that's great. I'm here for it.
It doesn't feel like he's here for it. He's like, that's great. I'm here for it.
You know, I'm not denying the fact that I love my wife and that she's a great mother, but after 10 years, it gets a little old. So I just use ChatGPT.
I mean, you could have just said that in the Facebook post. Poems are really old by now.
That would have been perfect. She would have loved it.
To write a poem to make my Facebook post, and it took about 10 seconds, and it was better than anything I could have wrote.
I do have to say, it is bonkers how quick AI can just come up with something if you just, like, ask it, blah, 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 and it's, like, it's faster than, like, a Google search.
Faster than my own brain.
Yes. In the mornings, you're not wrong. Actually, in the afternoons, in the evenings, in the overnights, all the time. So then he did put together, he left us another voice message with the actual poem. We'll give you a little bit of a sample of that.
I just asked it, hey, write me a short poem for a strong mother and loving wife. And this is what it came up with. She stands with strength in every stride, with love that lifts and arms held wide.
My wife would be out right at that point.
She'd
be
like,
there's no way you even put that together. Like, you're using words that you never use in a sentence.
A mother fierce, yet soft and warm. A quiet force, a steadfast storm. She builds a home with heart and grace. A gentle smile, a sacred place. To those she loves, she's always near. A voice of calm, a hand sincere. Now tell me that isn't better than any of the nonsense that my male-oriented brain would have tried to come up with.
Okay, so tell me this, though.
Okay.
If you buy a card that's pre-written for you,
It's as cheesy as that.
Pretty much exactly the same thing, right?
I always laugh because I would get those cards because my parents love the sappy cards.
Yeah.
So I would, my wife, when she would go pick up a card from my dad or my mom, she's like, I picked the sappiest card in the card section because I know that's what you want to say. I'm like, it's not that I like them. They love them. And then I would underline the words that meant the most. And they would just, but yeah, looking back on it, you read some of those messages and those cards and it's next level cheesy, just like that.
Same.
Which is crazy, though, because after the show, we were just laughing about that voice message, because I was like, at some point, the wife's going to have to figure it out. I mean, the fact that we've talked about it, it's going to get back to her. I'm curious how she's going to react to something like that. But this is a weird world that we're in with artificial intelligence. And, you know, when we were kids going to school, we found ways to, like, try and, like, you know, get an added advantage or trying to make work a little bit easier from, like, Cliff Notes.
Are you insinuating that I ever cheated in my life on a test or an assignment, Steve? Because that's true. I
was going to say, I think I'm trying. You know, you try and find anything to try and help you get through school.
Yeah.
But we didn't have... I mean, it got a little crazy when the internet came up, and I remember, like, hearing about teachers being like, yeah, you know, you can't use the internet for this. I'm like, well, good luck trying to stop somebody from doing it when you're not around. But how are they policing now artificial intelligence? Because I ain't too proud to say this. In high school, hell, in college, I would have had AI write pretty much all my papers and then edit it to make it sound a little bit more like me, maybe throw a couple, like, errors in there just to kind of keep it real.
Yes, I'm 100% with you. I'll be honest about that. But maybe there's a teacher in our listening audience that can weigh in on this.
I know we have one, Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones?
Yeah.
Do you think she's listening right now?
I don't know.
I hope so. Mrs. Jones, call in now if you are listening, or if you're a teacher, call us so we can talk with you a little bit more about this. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK. We want to know how you're dealing with AI in the classroom.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. To all the teachers listening right now, how are you dealing with AI in the classroom? Or are you someone that is using AI to your advantage?
Yeah, that's
me. We want to hear from you too. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Van Halen.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are a teacher by chance, we'd love for you to call in now because we want to know how you are dealing with AI affecting your classroom. Or are you someone that's using AI to your advantage? We want to hear from you, too. And the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Chris, we have someone, or Chris.
Hi, Steve. I'm Steve.
We have someone on hold who has a great story about how their friend is using AI in the classroom.
And I might be crazy, but I have a feeling his name is Chris.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if it's with a C-H or a K, though. We'll find out. But first, let's chat with Kat from Tacoma. Kat, you are a teacher, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, how are you handling this? Because that's when we were realizing, like, AI can just do anything at the snap of a finger, and I'd imagine your students are using it for an upper hand.
They can try. However, their skill set, if it's not there, then it's so very obvious. And because you build their skills in person with their collaboration with others, and they write for short sessions or meetings, whether you're an ELA teacher or not, you know what their capabilities are and whether they can string together a couple of sentences. And when they turn in something that is clearly not their own thoughts, it's completely obvious.
That's a good, hey, Trevor, we know that you're not that bright. And all of a sudden you wrote this eloquent paper. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. But I mean, there are tricks also, because if you're giving a prompt to students to write, my colleagues that are AI teachers, they will include like a Trojan horse. Because students will take a prompt and just cut it and paste it into an AI generator, if you put in there a word that is going to completely throw off the final product and it's in a different color ink, they don't know it's there. They'll just cut and paste it. And these are tricks, of course, that teachers pass around with each other and figure this out, because it's kind of a staying one step ahead. But also, you can use AI with the students and show them how to use it effectively and let them know it can be a tool that can check your work. And that's really a move of what professional development is being offered for teachers, yeah, and to help students understand that, like, this can really help you instead of just doing it for you and you learn nothing.
Well, not even like here in our workplace, like in the radio industry, people are like freaking out about AI, and I get it. It's scary. But on the flip side, I'm like, well, you know, it's here. You can't get rid of it. So let's try and figure out ways to use it to our advantage and help make your job a little bit easier. And that's kind of why I think that's cool to hear, because I think you do need to learn how to use it, because in the workplace, I think a lot of us are going to be using it.
Definitely. Chris from Smoky Point, you have a friend in school that's using AI.
Oh, yes. We work together, and he's doing a lot of online classes. So I understand, like, the previous teachers, I guess, that they have in-classroom stuff, they understand. But he's been doing this from the start, and it takes him 10 minutes to do all his papers. I've actually seen him do it at work. Like, he brought his laptop in on break, and we have 10-minute breaks. He'll toss it in there. He'll change some words up a little bit.
Yeah, and then keep it real.
Yeah, he'll keep it real a little bit, and then he'll just copy and paste that into a Word document, and then he'll email it out after he changes some stuff out. And I've seen, like, some of the stuff that his teachers have said, like, he's shown us, and I'm just like, holy cow, either the teacher does not know what's going on, or he just doesn't care, because it's an online class.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, I'm just seeing a lot of texts, and some people are saying that there's AI software out there that can detect if you're using AI during, like, using it for papers or for classwork stuff or projects.
So use with caution. Allison from Linwood, you are also a rockaholic teacher.
Total rockaholic. Thank you, guys, yeah, for the morning ride.
Hey, thank you, and tell us about how you're dealing with AI in your class.
Well, you know, essentially, welcome to Pandora's box.
Yeah.
It's here, it's out, it's open, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I use it to write some lesson plans and stuff like that, and, you know, but mostly I teach high school, and, you know, communication and interaction, talking, being able to articulate your thoughts in writing and in words that are spoken, it's so vital. And so I try to do as much stuff as I can that, you know, is going to mitigate, like talking to each other face to face. Hey, how about that after reading a book instead of, like, doing some sort of AI generated paper that who's going to gain anything from that? I mean, people write the stupidest things too. My students, sorry to say this about them, but, you know, I'll give, like, a narrative essay. And this guy who I know is not trans, he turns in his narrative essay, he's, you know, 16, and he's like, introduces himself, I'm an 18-year-old female, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, like, really? Like, come on. I mean, at least read it and change it if you're going to turn in an AI paper.
Check the robot's work.
Allison, it's so funny, because in college, I remember in our fraternity, we would keep all of our papers in case, like, if one of the younger guys in the fraternity had a class that was similar to yours, we had like a bank of papers that you could just kind of, like, grab and be quote unquote inspired by. But, like, yeah, that was always the thing. Like, hey man, make sure you change the name, make sure you change some of the stuff. Otherwise you're just a moron waiting to get caught.
Steve, why are you diming out the sorority and fraternity land right now? Okay. That was a big secret.
It's been 20 something years. I feel like I can say it now with freedom. I thought that was one of the coolest things. It's like, hey, I'm taking biology and I have a paper on blah blah blah, and my buddy Brandon's like, oh, I took that 2 years ago, you want my paper? I got a B in it. I'm like, B sounds good to me.
I mean, that before the robots, that's all we had, Steve,
right?
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve today? He's currently 112 wins, 47 losses, and 27 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.